7:15, got that area of disturbed weather. I guess is what we're calling it, right? Area of disturbed weather for now. Maybe could become a named storm. If it would, it would be Dexter in the Gulf. They're saying primarily will cause some rain for us tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. I guess there's always a chance for street flooding, but actually there's a chance for street flooding every summer day if you look at it. Tim Temple joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. And yeah, I think it's still at the tropical disturbance level. And, you know, I think, you know, I just want to remind your listeners that, you know, we know if you know you live in an area that's prone to flooding, you know, let's start thinking now and prepping now, moving property to higher ground, vehicles. You know, I just heard that, you know, they've opened up some of the sandbag stations in the New Orleans area. So, you know, if you know you live in an area that's prone to flood, let's go ahead and start prepping for that. Do what you need to do, because the weather reports we've seen, it could go all the way through Sunday, and, you know, anywhere from 6 to 8 inches in concentrated areas. So this could be a big water event.
Tim, I'm an honest guy, and I'm going to go to confession here. One time I went to get sandbags from Plaquemines Parish because I wasn't worried about flooding, but I had holes in the yard that I needed to fill, and I actually tore the cartilage in my knee moving the sandbag, which led to a knee replacement. So there's no good that can come out of misusing materials.
Yep. Let that be a lesson. So you try and cheat, you're going to pay.
That's the point I'm making, Tim Temple. So
the other thing, too, yeah. Tommy, real quick, is, you know, as we talk about this, you know, one thing I want, again, to remind your listeners that, you know, this doesn't appear right now to be a wind event. So when we're talking about coverage and your homeowner's policy, you know, if you flood, obviously that's not covered by your homeowners. A flood policy would be if the water is rising from below. If a tree were in this event were to fall on your home and cause roof damage and then water leaks into your home as a result of that, then your homeowner's policy would cover the damage to your roof and the damage to your interior. So that's kind of the bigger picture that, you know, you've heard me say before, and we're trying to message be insurance ready. And by that, I mean, you know, I think it's best for people to understand how their insurance policy works, what it covers and what it does not cover. And so, you know, I'm encouraging people, read your policy, understand it to the best of your ability. If there's things that you don't understand, pick up the phone or go visit your agent. You know, whether you're with an independent agent or with a direct writer, sit down, talk to your agent and have them explain exactly what's covered and what's not. Because I think if people understand how insurance works, they will have a better claims result, you know, when that claim occurs.
And as we approach the 20th anniversary of Katrina, if I remember properly, one of the big concerns was flood insurance and homeowners insurance fighting it out over which came first, the wind damage or the flood, right? Because if the roof had come off because of the wind, well, then the flood doesn't really matter. The house was destroyed anyway, but if it flooded first, there can be some confusion there if it's the worst of all cases, right, Tim?
There can, and there was a lot of confusion after Katrina as a result of that. But I think that the industry has gotten better with calculating that. I think consumers are better with that. And obviously with government being involved, hopefully less than more, you know, should, you know, let's don't have another situation like that. But, you know, that was had never occurred before event.
Let me open the phone lines here, the Oconar Jeweler Talk and Text Line. If you have any questions for the Insurance Commissioner, Tim Temple, you text them in to 504-260-1870. Don't ever text and drive as we talk about insurance and safety and so forth. Don't ever text and drive, 504-260-1870. And I'll pass them along and read them to the commissioner, and he can respond. Tim, when it comes to flood insurance, and this could be a rain event, nobody knows what's going to happen. I had a conversation with Bill Cassidy about President Trump, and for years, representatives told me that all Joe Biden had to do when flood risk rating 2.0 came out was issue an executive order and do away with it. And my question to him was, well, if that's the case, then given the stroke that the Louisiana delegation has with Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson, the majority leader and Speaker of the House, respectively, well, why can't they say, oh, by the way, Mr. President, if you don't mind, the people in my state are just dying here, as they are in other places, with risk 2.0, and there's suits going on about the methodology involved and everything. How about we go back to what it was and pause that? And Senator Cassidy said that he was going to have his staff on it. I've not heard anything back. Do you know if it's as easy when it comes to flood insurance as the president signing an executive order to change it?
Well, you know, Tommy, that obviously that's a federal issue, but I had not
but
heard
you know
that,
how it,
that could
you know
be
how it,
undone with yeah. with an executive order. That's the first I've heard of that. If that is correct, I would encourage the president to do that.
I don't know, Tim, but I know that for years they were saying, "Well, Biden this, Biden that, Biden the other thing." And I'm no Biden fan. I'm no Trump fan. I'm not the only person I like really elected officials is Tim Temple. That's the only guy that I like, honestly. If you want to. No, but seriously, I don't. I just care about policy and the way they do things, and it just seems like, well, somebody's, you know, speaking of rain, is it raining? Or are you doing, you know, what on my leg? Can it be changed by executive order or not? Because if it can be, why don't we use the power that Louisiana has and get something done about it? If not, well, then you were lying for all those years about what a Democratic president could do or not do. We'll talk with Tim Temple more about insurance when we return. I got a couple of auto insurance questions. So everything's on the table here. If you got a question for the insurance commissioner, text them in. I'll pass them along when we come back. 721 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, whom I like. Tim, I like the way that you stand up, you take responsibility for what you're doing. Who knows if it's going to work, if not, but you own what you advise and what you recommend, and I respect that, I do. Somebody texted in and said, can the commissioner explain the insurance and tax benefits of a fortified roof as it currently stands? I'm sure he can, and he will right now. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Tommy, the fortified roof, two ways to get a fortified roof. One, you go through the Louisiana Fortified Roof Grant Program. You become an applicant. If you're awarded the grant, then the state pays up to $10,000 to fortify your roof. The second way is if you choose to purchase the fortified roof yourself, put it on yourself, whether you're building a home or replacing a roof, you can now get up to a $10,000 tax deduction, thanks to Senator Kirk Talbot, who was able to get that legislation passed. So you'll either get the $10,000 grant, so free money from the state, or you pay for it and you get a $10,000 tax deduction. It's one or the other. You can't get duplication of benefit there. And in addition to that, you will get a reduction in your premium through your home, your insurance carrier, if they're a admitted carrier, not a surplus lines carrier, an admitted carrier, because every admitted carrier in the state has a filed discount with the Department of Insurance. They're not all the same. Some are more, some are less, but every company has a filed discount with the Department of Insurance. And you can go to our website and find that information. And you can look to see if your insurance company has a discount. You can see what that range is. If your insurance company, if you don't like the number, if it's not big enough, you can get a fortified roof. And I want people to understand, insurance companies like fortified roofs. So if you have a fortified roof, more insurance companies will compete to offer you a quote. So your insurance company you're with today may not have a good discount. You can get a fortified roof and become more attractive to other companies and get a bigger discount. But there are some substantial savings with a fortified roof.
Tim, you're of the industry, and that's how you made your living, and I think you know how it works on both sides now. And I would ask you, you know, I was saying earlier, I got a car that's 2014, and it's just nicked up here and there, and I'm thinking about getting a new car or not. And I had them look at it, and come to find out, it would be about $7,500 to fix it. The car is worth $7,000. My only point in this whole story is, what can people do to maybe take a look at their coverage and review it to make sure that they're not overpaying?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things where, you know, Tommy, I always encourage people to pick up the phone or go visit their insurance agent and sit down with them and have that conversation. You know, your agent is can be your best friend when you've got a coverage issue, when you've got a coverage question, when you're dealing with premiums that are becoming unaffordable. You know, the insurance agent plays a key role. Again, whether it's independent or direct, that can be your best contact. But, you know, that scenario, that's one where I think an agent would say, look, do you want to continue to carry physical damage on the vehicle? Is it worth that?
It would seem to me.
How much money do you save?
Tim, you being in a business, it would seem to me, and I'm not trying to get personal advice here, but it's like, we'll just carry the liability because it's already totaled, right?
Well, yeah, and again, I think that's where, yeah, you can have that conversation with your agent, and you can, and then you can make that determination. How much are you going to save? Is it worth it or not? But, you know, Tommy, the other thing, and I always tell people, you know, the Department of Insurance is here. We can answer questions. We can't give you personal advice on right. a situation like that, but we can give you the information that arm you with information to go and sit down and talk with your insurance agent. And, you know, we're always available. The best way is, and I tell you, we launched an app last year, LDI Connect. And you can go on there. You can get answers to your questions. It gives you contact information to the department, claims information. It's a real wealth of knowledge, weather information. So I would encourage your listeners to download that app.
LDI Connect. Thank you, Tim. Have a great weekend. Well, weekend. It's only Wednesday, but take the rest of the week.
Yeah, it's a few days off.
Sure. All right. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. When we come back, we're going to talk to the president of St. Bernard Parish about getting ready for storm preparations, and he was hopping into the drain himself and taking some tires out. We'll tell you when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. All right, 7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by the pride of Toca, Louisiana, Louis Pomez, St. Bernard Parish President. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
I don't know if I've ever spoken to you or not, but it's a pleasure. Thanks for coming on. Tell me what St. Bernard Parish is doing to get ready for this event. Give me the timing on it as far as what you're hearing and what you did yesterday, which I think is kind of interesting, of the day before. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, we actually prepare all year long for heavy rain events and hurricane season. You know, we got part of St. Bernard Parish that is outside hurricane protection in the eastern end of our parish. So, well, we have tide protection levees down there and pump stations. And so we have a group of guys that maintain those levees and do inspections on those levees to make sure we're safe on the eastern end. And then everything on the west side of that's hurricane protection. We have the guys out on a regular basis that are flushing drains, cleaning drainage canals. A couple of years back, we inherited another 60 miles of drainage canal and 8 major drainage pump stations. And, you know, we was only about 65% pump capacity with those pump stations. Today, we had 100% pump capacity with those pump stations, and we have pretty much all of our drainage canals. We had the vegetation and settlement removed out of most of these canals in St. Bernard Parish. We still have a few miles of canal left that we're working on. You know, we have quite a few. We have 5 different locations that we set up for sandbag operations where the residents of St. Bernard Parish can come in and bag their own sandbags and take what they need. Pretty much what we do.
And tell me what you did about getting tires out of the drainage system yesterday. Was that you or somebody else?
Well, no, that was myself and my team, my public works team from the road yard. It's good. I started in government back in 1981, and I've never left government. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had a great opportunity to work under the police jury system. I had great opportunity. I worked under every parish president St. Bernard has ever had. In a full-time position. So learning everything in field operations, I've always had a great responsibilities in field operations. So, you know, over the 4 decades of the knowledge and experience of knowing the directions of the drains and the size of the pipes and the location of the manholes and things like that, it's a big help. So every now and then I have to get out in the field and give the guys a little bit of knowledge.
See,
that's what we did.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's what we did yesterday. We went into a canal called the Blood Canal. It used to be an old slaughterhouse up in Harrabee and years ago, and there's an open ditch, an open canal, and it's named the Blood Canal, where all the blood would run through the canal when it was slaughtering the animals. Mm. And there was an axle must have broke off of a truck, off of a dually truck, with both tires still hooked together, went into the canal and wedged up in the inside of a 36-inch pipe. So, of course, the only way to get that out was to get some people to crawl in, hook some chains to it, and work it back out of that way. And that's what we did yesterday.
What I think is interesting about you is that, given your experience, especially when it comes to public works, I don't think anybody's going to snow you because you pretty well know the way everything works, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. When it comes to field operation, it doesn't matter what it is, and the field operation, you know, being involved for more than, you know, it's actually this year, it makes 44 years of me being involved, and, you know, my new position as Paris president, it's like, it's pretty much just simple math on running, you know, running numbers and make sure that we can stay within the budget. But field operation, it takes a lot of knowledge and experience to run field operation. And I'm blessed with a lot of the workers that I had opportunities to work with. I still have workers here that's been with me 25, 30 years, you know. So that goes a long ways with field operations, with our water and sewer. You know, it's a lot of work between with public works, with field operation, water and sewer, and our road department. It's a lot of work.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We go back, talk about the timing of this event, what your concerns are. And also, I want to talk about your hat, because I've never seen you without the hat. And I know you're a cattleman. We'll talk about that as well. We're talking to Louis Pomez. I've never spoken to him before. St. Bernard Parish president, seems like a very competent man. And if y'all are in St. Bernard, you got any questions, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talking text line. Please don't ever text and drive. Traffic now, WWL. Let's go ahead and round up. 7:57, 3 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Parish President Louis Pomez with St. Bernard. Parish President, you are a real cowboy, are you not, with the cowboy hat that I see you wearing all the time? Somebody texted in and said, fun fact, that you were a mounted deputy as well for some time in St. Bernard. So you are a cowboy. You know your way around these things, don't you?
Yeah, I did. I did a little bit of time with our sheriff's department, and still today I work very close with our Sheriff Pullman, and along with all of his deputies and detectives and narcotics agents. So, you know, a little bit of experience throughout every branch of government in St. Bernard Parish. You know?
But with the hat, you have a cattle business, don't you? Aren't you worried at some point in the cattle business?
I do. I have a couple hundred mama cows, and during calf season, we pretty much double a herd. It's pretty big, pretty nice size cattle ranch.
Head them up, move them out. Somebody wants to know about timeline. First of all, sandbag locations in St. Bernard Parish, and somebody wants to know about timeline with the rain event when you're concerned.
Okay. As of right now, the sandbags, we're going to have five different locations for sandbags. I can give you them addresses. It's going to be at the St. Bernard Port at 100 Port Boulevard in Chalmette. It's better known by the Kaiser.
You know what might be better, Louis, if you can just give me a website where people can go? Is there one?
Yeah, St. Bernard Parish Government website. Yep.
You spelling all that out?
Yep. Okay. St. Bernard Parish.
St. Bernard Parish Government. You can find out where the locations are. Somebody texting in, as you mentioned, the port sir?
That's correct. Homeland Security.
All right. About the port in St. Bernard Parish, and has anything changed between when you were running and now? Your thoughts on that port, and what is the status of that being built in St. Bernard Parish?
Well, that's we're under litigation with that situation with the port. There's not a whole lot that I can say because of the litigation going on, but there's concerns of the roadway, there's concerns of the rail traffic, and there's also concerns of the river traffic.
So timing again on the rain event for this weekend, your main concern is what? What are they telling you?
Well, our main concern is we're looking at more into this afternoon after between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. We may be getting hit with some heavy showers, but tomorrow, I think Thursday and Friday, we're expecting more heavy rain. I think that's going to be our two worst days. We're looking at the forecast right now to see what the situation is going to be for Thursday and Friday.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure, as always. Good to talk to you. Louis Pomez. And look, don't take this wrong, but I hope we don't talk to you a lot during hurricane season, because that means everything's going fine, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
There
Thank you
go.
So much.
Thank you. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass about crime. We come back here on WWL.